Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelke, he's Sean O'Hara, and it's time for your game report as Sean and I look back at the Giants' loss to the Chicago Bears on Thursday Night Football. And Sean, really the theme of this game and for the whole season has been turnovers and the lack of takeaways. The Giants now minus 16, and they were minus 3 on Thursday night.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all know that they're turning the ball over at an alarming rate. And again, they start the game off with back-to-back turnovers. The first two offensive possessions end up being interceptions. And you know, they're just not good enough right now to overcome those turnovers. And John, you know, it's remarkable to think about how many turnovers they have this year already, when in 2008 we had just 13 turnovers the entire season. So that you know, they have to make the bleeding stop. They have to find a way to cauterize that part of this game. And until they do that, they will struggle to win football games.
23 turnovers, 16 of those Eli Manning interceptions, only 7 takeaways. And talk about those lack of takeaways, Sean. How much of that has to do with the fact this defensive line is not getting the pressure on the quarterback that we're accustomed to seeing?
Well, I think the pressure on the quarterback is absolutely an aspect that this team has struggled with. And a lot of those forced fumbles come from sacking the quarterback, stripping the ball out of the hands when he doesn't see it. But also, you know, I think that the fact that they can't stop the run as well, I think that is attributed to it as well. So, you know, when you're stopping the run, when you're holding up ball carriers, when you're not worried about just tackling a guy, you could focus on ripping the ball out as other players are tackling them. So, you know, not hitting on all cylinders, I think a lot of that has to do with confidence.
Now, the bright side for the Giants, they did make a number of improvements in that game against the Bears. The first being they did something they haven't done all season long. They rushed for 100 yards as a team, and that's with Brandon Jacobs being the number one guy since David Wilson didn't play with that neck injury.
Well, Brandon definitely brings a physical element to and style to this offense. It was great to see the big guy get rolling, and John, to me, the most remarkable thing is he had 22 carries. A Giants running back hasn't had 20 or more carries since week 13 against the Washington Redskins last year. That was Ahmad Bradshaw. So the fact that they were patient and they stuck with the run, that to me spoke volumes. It helps when you have early success in the run game early in the game and they come back to it. But it was great to see that this Giants offense get back to the ground game. And I know as offensive linemen, we love to run the football.
And the defense flipped the script a little bit. So far this year, they've struggled early and they've been good early, excuse me, and struggled late. But in this game, they didn't make the Bears punt in the first half, but they gave the offense the ball back a couple times in the fourth quarter with the chance to win the game.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job. It started off, you know, as you know, that first defensive stop. The Bears, they get the interception. They come right down. The Giants stop them on a goal line stand, give the ball back to the offense on the four-yard line. I thought that was a very momentous time for the defense, and I think it electrified the offense as well. But they did a good job in the fourth quarter, as you said. With the game on the line, that's all you can ask for from your defense. And you, Giants fans, the game was there to be won in the fourth quarter. And listen, I'll put my money on number 10 every time. It just didn't happen this week.
Finally, Sean, put yourself in that locker room here at 0-6. You went through some lean years when you were with the Browns early in your career. What's
never
being said
6.
In there? What are the players saying to each other? And how are these guys trying to get things together to finally get a win next week against Minnesota?
Well, the one thing I know about this locker room is that there are a lot of guys that care about the NY logo that is on their helmet. And they understand that this is about pride. And it goes just beyond the names on the back of the jerseys. It's for everybody in this building. It's for the guys that used to play for the Giants that now have to walk around, you know, and hear from other people the things that are being said. So they understand that it's all about the New York Giant family. And I know they've used the time this weekend. They've used the time off to kind of gather their thoughts and really look at this next part of the season and the next phase of this season as an opportunity for this team to come together. And all it takes is one win to kind of get that ball rolling.
Sean, appreciate the time as always, my friend.
All right, thanks, Sean.
That's Sean O'Hara, and that's all the time we have for our game report on Giants.com, brought to you by New Era. We'll see you next time on Giants.com. Thanks, buddy. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.